Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello, my name is Carl, and welcome to the audio test. Come on. I'm doing good. It's just an audio test for the conversation. I'm now with the Hi-Fi new audio, so I'm checking it out. If you don't know, I've had a couple glitches, and I've been working diligently with the support staff and team, and they don't see an issue. So I've got newer, it's not been beta tested yet, but this new Hi-Fi is supposed to be better audio and stuff. And I have 90 plus megabits per second when I'm doing it online without Wi-Fi. So direct connected, I'm higher and I'm way above what I need. So I should not be getting disconnected, but I've had a couple issues and we're working on getting the glitches fixed. So the one was a blessing because I think it was God, just because my wife, I had to take her to the ER. That's why this is only 15 minutes. Anyone who's out there in listening land, if you're just wondering, this is mainly just an audio test so I can go back through and listen for audio and see the glitches and stuff and if there's any or if I have any problems. But I want to thank you all for listening if you're out there, and thank you for your continued support of the program, because without you and God, this wouldn't happen. What the heck? Revelation chapter 3 says, "We serve God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I have placed for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you've kept a little strength. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my name and not denied my... You kept my word, but not denied my name." Think about that. Got to do a Bible quote in there. Always. Yeah. I'm going to let you all know this. You need to check this thing out. This is so cool. I got this on my iPhone. What is it? It's the Holy Bible app, and it has like 1,000 languages the Bible's in, and there's like so many different versions that are audio. And on top of the audio, I mean, like, some of the versions are audio, some of them are, but you can get like, especially if you're learning a different language, like Spanish or French or German, don't go ahead and you can, if you know a passage very well in the Bible, you can go to the Spanish and try to translate, you know. It's really cool, especially if you're just in the mood to hear something. You can go, okay, and you can just hit play and it'll just play the Bible. Me and my wife will be in bed and we'll just click it and just play, like, you know, Galatians, or, you know, John, or, you know, whatever, First Corinthians, or we'll just start playing it. Also, I just want to talk a little bit, because why not talk? Hey, I got about 11 minutes left just on this audio test to see how the audio sounds. But my support group was doing pretty well. I got 199 people in it. And in case you're actually listening, in case there is someone that's actually listening to the test, you know, if you don't know, I do have a metabolic myopathy. My body doesn't produce certain enzymes. So when I walk and you walk, your body says, "Whoa, it needs gasoline. It needs transmission fluid. It needs oil. It needs all this stuff." My body doesn't do that. So, like, if you take a car and put like a half a gallon of gas in it, no engine oil, no transmission, and see how far you get. You won't get too far. You know, I cope with that every day, and I needed help. Where do I go? Because there's no support group for me. So I started my own support group, and, you know, it's just, we all help each other, and I don't mention it. I'm sure somebody can find a way to hack into it, but for the most part, it's a closed group, so that if you're talking about something, I'm talking about something, you know you can rest assured that anything you're saying or doing is being seen by someone who understands what you're going through on a daily basis. You know, when you plan your life around a myopia, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, I went bowling on Sunday and I had to spend all Monday recuperating. You know, it's just how it goes. You know, you have to plan, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to make sure I have these days off just for that. And it's just one of those things that you got to do. And, you know, and you learn to live with it. You just learn to accept it. You know, so, you know, I'm pretty open about what I have and talking about it. And so, you know, if you ever have a question, someone's after actually listening to this audio test, feel free. You know, we'll tell you what we know. You know, me and my wife were joking the other day, kind of like, you know, my mom and dad and Steph and her parents, you know, her dad takes like a baby aspirin just for like the heart. And that's about it. My dad and mom, up until recently, didn't take pills at all. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know. And here we are, like, I bet you I can swallow more pills than you. It's just one of those things that, you know, that I guess I don't take my life for granted. I don't know when my last day is going to be at. I treat my wife like a queen, you know, and that's what, I mean, how hard is it to make eggs and toast for your wife, guys? How hard is it? You know, it's not that hard, you know. I mean, how hard is it to do stuff for her birthday? I got some stuff planned for her birthday. She don't know what it is. She's like, because she wants to know. And she's like, I want to know. I'm like, you'll find out, but hey, it's all good. You'll have a blessing. Well, you know, the day she took off, I got to work, right? I'm like, I know. That way you can come home to a nice surprise. You know, have maybe dinner, some mood music, some decorations. You know, but hey. I do what I can, and I don't know where life's going to take me, you know, I don't. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be in the restaurant business or be able to, you know, with my myopathy. That's all I know. So I just take it day by day. And it's totally changing, because when I started, you know, you met purveyors and what do you need and what do you want? Now everything's done by computer. And it's like you go in here and you click on all this stuff and then you put it in the basket. And then you go, and if you don't save it to the basket, then you lose it. And it's just nightmare. It's all good, because I'm not a techie guy. That's why I'm like, tech support, help. What's going on? I said, I'm having issues. Okay, because they can, from their end, look at and they can say, okay, well, yeah, this is, yeah, your bandwidth is way too low. Well, I have a really good bandwidth. My bandwidth is very, very high. You know, I'm 91 megabits per second. That is Wi-Fi. So it increases when you direct connect. She goes, yeah, your Wi-Fi, you're high enough. Direct Connect is only going to help you. So this is kind of, like I've said, if you read the thing, it's just an audio test. So I'm just kind of blowing smoke. And my mom was supposed to come by and studio and drop off some things. And I thought I might get her in here, but who knows. But, yeah. Well, I missed the Brickyard this, because I was at a wedding this weekend. It was like 100 and some degrees Kelvin outside, and luckily it was like a redneck kind of wedding, because I was like, oh man, wearing a suit, oh, you're gonna be way overdressed if you got a suit. I'm like, all right, you know, it's like, I wish they just wore like a button-up shirt with blue jeans and a bolo, and I'd have been like in like Flynn, you know. But Sunday was the Brickyard, and we're at a bowling alley, Airway Lanes in Kalamazoo, and I'm telling you what, man, it didn't look like there were sections where they had like where the seating where they had literally like a banner, you know, like an advertiser, and the whole section of seats was nothing but a thing of advertising someone paid for, because no one bought a ticket. I mean, the 500th anniversary sold out, and that thing was empty. Sad. I do see kind of NASCAR going down a little bit, you know. But I don't know. It's just IndyCar. I don't know. IndyCar is like so exciting. It's not like I'm not a fan of NASCAR. Just it's changing, you know. I wonder what Dale Earnhardt would think of the NASCAR of today, you know. Because especially back when he raced, there was evidence that he cut the safety equipment because it impeded his ability to race and all this and stuff, you know. So got about 4 minutes left in this little test thing I'm doing. I'm just speaking and rambling. So, but yeah, it's just amazing how God works because I was like with that support group I have, I thought like, okay, I can't believe how many people like find each other. And then we all have the same kind of things. And I know what you mean, you know, when you have to, when like, just like doing some basic things outside of your job. Okay. If I want to do this, like my doctor said, he goes, yeah, don't be afraid to do something you want to do, but just know that you might not want to get out of bed the next day. You know, take a pill or whatever you need to do this, but know that the next day you may not want to get out of bed. I know if I ever get a house, I'd want to get some sort of like hot tub type thing that I can use, you know, but. I'm not a good typer or whatever, you know, my cookbook was a pain, but it wasn't, writing was, but it'd be cool to have someone that did that kind of thing I'd love to collaborate on a book, you know, about like life and dealing with it and how. Like, if it ain't for God, I'd be screwed. Because he, you know, I've been hooked. There's a Matthew West video where he goes into Walmart and he sings, you know, day one. It's day one of the rest of your life, man. And that's why I try to look on it, you know. Every day you have a new chance. You know, and I always say this, you know. $28 million people wish they'd win the $13 million New York lottery. And what if God grants them all that wish? You're going to have some pretty irate people. 28 million people get the numbers to win the $13 million jackpot. Ooh. So, hey, you know. That's why God doesn't, I don't think, that's why God selected and grant everyone. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, we won that. Wait a minute. There's a debacle because what'd you get, like 1/1,000th of a cent or something? I'd love to do the math on that, you know. But, you know, it's day one of the rest of your life, man, and just do the best that you can with it. So, got about a minute, second, so. I want to thank you, if anyone's out there listening, tuning in. Thank you for your continued support and patronage to the conversation. It means the world. I don't get paid to do this. I do this on my own. I've always thought about setting up like a GoFundMe page. So if someone wants to help fund this, since I do it on my own, and it takes time going through everything and data checking it and all this. And it's going to be got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I'm going to thank you for tuning into this audio test. And that's another thing, because they tell you to use Google Chrome, and for the longest time, I couldn't log in via Google Chrome. Now, when I'm doing this hi-fi, it has enabled me to go to Google Chrome and do the Direct Connect and all this stuff, these features that I have. So, I think we're going to be in like Flynn. We're clean as skeet as Peters. So, with this, with a firm reliance on the potence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. From this test of the conversation, good night and God bless. Goodbye.